Greetings. I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church, and welcome to Happy and Whole in Him. In Matthew 13:44, Jesus tells this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Jesus here is describing faith, a person discovering the glory of the gospel of eternal life, and then joyfully letting go of everything else because they know nothing of this earth is worth clinging to. And this describes the initial experience of the Christians in Galatia. The Apostle Paul came to town with good news of Christ coming, dying, and rising from the dead to bring eternal life to all who would follow him. The Galatians saw the cross, where the awfulness of Jesus' death revealed the awfulness of their sin, so they repented of their wicked ways. They were so overjoyed at what Christ had done for them, they embraced the gospel in a culture where it would not be popular, where many would lose status, friends, comforts for doing so. But then something happened while Pastor Paul was away. Some of these Galatians stopped feeling needy and became more self-reliant and less Savior-reliant. Which is why you can hear Paul screaming with his pen in Galatians 3, "Oh, foolish Galatians! Who has bewitched you? It was before your eyes that Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified. Let me ask you only this. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing with faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh? Did you suffer so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Does he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you do so by works of the law or by hearing with faith, just as Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness?" Can you tell that Paul's upset? Perhaps you remember the children's song, "Father Abraham." Well, it seems the Galatians had written a new version of that song. It went like this. "Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham, and I'm trying to be one of them, and so should you. So let's just work real hard." Paul had taught them that they became children of Abraham by faith alone. They became Christians not because of what they had done, but by responding to what God had done for them. What did they do to be saved? They received, accepted, and rested in Christ and His work. And after, they were simply to be who they were now, as Spirit-filled heirs of the promise. And when you simply be who you are in Christ, well, you will bear fruit as the evidence of your faith. But what happened is some false teachers began to say, well, you can add to the work of Christ. And the Galatians began to adopt old laws. And more they began to focus on the fruit they were bearing. Perhaps they focused on suffering as Christians, and it caused them to take pride in their walk. And they began to rely more and more on me and what I do than Jesus Christ. "Oh, I was much more patient with my boss today. Oh, I have more joy in trials. Did you notice how much I'm loving my enemies? I have self-control unlike all those others who are living for today's pleasures." My friend, is it possible that when we obey for Christ, when we suffer for Christ, that we can begin to make more and more of our obedience and sacrifice than of Christ's obedience and sacrifice? Don't we often look at our growth and start to take stock of our obedience? Every time pride creeps in, it nibbles away at the gospel of grace and leads us to be more self-reliant, and it causes us to forget who empowers us to bear fruit. Paul will say later in Galatians 5:22 and 23, "The fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control." It is the Spirit who caused you to be born again, and the same Spirit enables us to grow in our walk. My friend, we don't pick up where God leaves off in our salvation, because God doesn't leave off. Yes, we work out our salvation in fear and trembling, Philippians 2:12, but don't stop there. Verse 13, "For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure." I know many folks who take their eyes off Jesus and set their eyes on their working. And they either become prideful or they become a train wreck when they see how imperfect their works are. My friend, don't let self-reliance steal your joy after having found the true treasure. My friend, the moment you believe God, He makes you His child in Christ, not the sidekick of your Savior. Think about it. Abraham gave up everything over the joy of a promise he never even claimed in his lifetime, and he became the father of faith, not of works. Abraham messed up many times. Read about it. He lied about his wife. He slept with his handmaiden. Yet Abraham was counted righteous because he believed God, and by faith he became a blessing to the nations. So that you and I, by believing like Abraham, can sing that wonderful song about who we now are in Christ. Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham, and I am one of them, and so are you. So let's just praise the Lord. Remember who you are and who you belong to.